the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
This fall, the Department of Art and Design at Missouri State University will host a Visiting Artists, Designers, and Scholars series. Free and open to the public, the series kicks off September 14th and will feature multidisciplinary speakers from various artistic disciplines such as drawing, painting, and sculpture. I'm Emily Yip. Joining me today to share more about the event is Amanda Smith, Assistant Professor of Drawing and Painting at Missouri State.
The Visiting Artists, Designers, and Scholars series invites creative professionals to MSU's campus to share their practices, their perspectives, and their careers with students in the Art and Design Department, as well as with the larger Missouri State University and Springfield communities. Our goal with the series is to host a diverse range of professionals who work nationally and internationally in their careers and who can speak to the many disciplines and communities that we serve in our department. It's a relatively new initiative. We had invited several artists right before the pandemic hit, so we had a few different online events, webinars, that occurred over the past 2 years. But now with campus being fully back open, we are returning to in-person lectures and sometimes a combination of webinars as well. This semester, we are happy to host Ana Valdez, Corwin Levi, and a public sculpture symposium that features artists J. Aaron Alderman, Jen Peek, and Theda Sandiford.
How are the artists selected?
The selections are made through a faculty committee, so faculty within the Department of Art and Design submit suggestions of professional artists working in their fields. And we as a committee are looking to find artists that really kind of cross different disciplines and speak to our student population broadly.
Titled Through Observation, the first session on September 14th is by Ana Valdez. It's at 5:30 p.m. in Brick City 1, Room 312. She'll speak on the process of observation through her creation of vibrant imaginative landscapes and still-life works that fall somewhere between fiction and reality.
Ana works with painting and ceramics, and she's really interesting to a university community because she has a degree in anthropology, so her perspective in the arts is thinking kind of about objects and culture through both an artistic and anthropological lens.
At 5:30 p.m. October 19th in Brick City 1, Room 312, Corwin Levi will talk about his creative practice as a designer, illustrator, bookmaker, writer, and curator, as well as his experiences attending over 20 artist residencies and exhibiting in numerous cities across the country.
Corwin works across a kind of astonishing range of media, including drawing, design, murals, bookmaking, curating, and cultural criticism. And I think he's a great example of showing how a creative practice is sometimes driven more by a concept or project than by a particular artistic medium.
The last session in the series is at 5 p.m. November 10th via Zoom.
Our final event will actually be a webinar event, so you can attend from any location. And this is focusing on public sculpture. So the Public Sculpture Symposium, Concept, Material, and Placemaking, features three artists. They are J. Aaron Alderman, Jen Peek, and Theda Sandiford. And they are all currently showing artworks in Springfield as part of the Sculpture Walk Springfield. These artists will explore how public sculpture exhibitions contribute to the social and cultural fabric of communities, and they'll kind of discuss what that might mean for Springfield.
Registration is required for the webinar at art.missouristate.edu/webinars.htm. To get more details and updates, visit blogs.missouristate.edu/art, facebook.com/msuartdesign, or instagram.com/msuartdesign. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.